What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch. Right here we have Orion.
224. Woo! Didn't know we were doing that.
All right. So I'm going to pass the mic and introduce the person next to you and give me a fun fact about them. Yes.
All right. So this is Victor Perez to my right. And he works at Kima. I don't know why that was a bad one. Now,
All right, chill, bro.
This is Christian Gonzalez. He's the singer of my band, and he loves to play Fortnite.
I thought you were about to say my address.
He lives there.
Wait, so do I do him or him?
Okay,
him?
I'll do Gavin.
So this is Gavin. He's the drummer in Orion 224. He plays Fortnite, and he low-key sucks.
My Fortnite account got taken away recently. I'm in the midst of a custody battle right now. It's crazy. This is Sean. Sean Sticker. He plays guitar. And a fact about him is that he really loves cats. And if he sees a cat in the street, he'll just take it home. And he has like 50 back at home. It's crazy.
So I got these for y'all. These very beautiful flowers.
You mind if I ask where you got them from?
Okay, so the real story of how we got these flowers is as he picked me up to come here, we found them like in my street, not in my street, but like in my neighborhood. We just found them in there. We stopped the car. We're like, we have to get these flowers.
Yeah, I like put my like,
it was like a street vendor, and they're like on the grass.
They were just like on the ground. But it's this very special gift for you guys. I hope y'all keep it as a memento from this interview. Okay, so why 224? Like, where did that come from?
224 allegedly, supposedly, is supposed to stand for today, tomorrow, forever.
We didn't say it right.
You say today, tomorrow, forever. It's today, tomorrow, forever. Or they won't get it. It's gonna be really weird.
I also throw in a clarification.
The band started whenever they were like 16. They were young, so. And then now, Victor, you got a clarification, right?
I did what?
So something beautiful. Is that you two on the cover?
Yeah.
We changed the cover. The cover used to be like a. I'm not gonna say shitty because Victor worked really hard on it. It's like a pink like background with like a red rose on it. So this goes with it. It's like a rose.
Like Sean said, not in a joking way, we were 16, so we were very young, so we're doing everything ourselves. We had no team. So the EP cover was not bad, but it was made by Victor, who was like 15, 16 years old. So it really didn't, and now it no longer fits us in our like aesthetic, I feel like. So we kind of just do some fun on there. For real, so we were very young when we first released that. And it just hit 5 years?
Just hit 5 years this week.
Like last, this week, yeah.
So you guys have gone on tour. Do y'all have any like favorite tour food? Anything like that?
Oh, I heard I've been talking a lot. You want to go first?
I love Victor. Victor's gonna.
The $5 value meal from McDonald's.
Oh, what, bro? That was the wrong answer, bro.
So y'all know like the little like the bags of like the donuts, the small ones, the like Hostess Little Debbie's.
Yeah.
Every time we're on the road, I just get a whole bag and I eat the whole thing.
Okay, those are the wrong answer.
I think we were being asked about like cultural spots in each city. You're like talking about gas station food. I would say the birria torta from McAllen, Texas. We're down in McAllen. What were you gonna say? That was so good. He has something he really wants us to talk about.
Oh wait, I got it.
All I gotta say is that when we play in Dallas and afterwards at 1 a.m. and you get the Dallas Cowboys Blue Canes, it's different, bro. The Blue Canes at 1 a.m. is different.
So, like, what is it about Orion 224 that attracts such a big audience? Like, well, why do y'all think that is?
I don't know. That's a very hard question for me to answer. I don't know. I feel like we're just pretty energetic on stage. That's kind of like what we've... That's been a big priority for us ever since we first started the band. Even whenever we first started, we were, like, 14 years old. 14, like, 12. Because we started whenever I was 14 and they were 12 years old. One of them. And we were pretty bad, but we always just like jumped around. Not bad, but like, we weren't that good. But we would always jump around and, you know, just like have a lot of energy. So I feel like that's a big reason why people like us.
So Sean, have you been the longest running lead guitarist in the band? How do you feel about integrating with them, like already having an established band?
It was pretty easy. I feel like whenever I did join the band, everyone was kind of ready to kind of move on from the pop punk sound, and I came in not entirely loving pop punk at that point. So I think everyone was ready, so it was pretty easy to integrate because they were willing to listen to my like ideas that I had, and plus it's, I don't know, they're all chill, so it was really easy to just like hang out.
Alright, just something random. Strawberry
horchata.
No, you said it wrong, man.
I say it like that because that's what my friends call it.
Alright, strawberry
horchata.
Hey, there you go, there you go.
Oh, from the video.
Oh, I forgot about the earlier. Yeah, strawberry horchata.
So, like, what's y'all's main inspiration behind, like, everything around 224 as a collective group? What do you feel inspires all four of y'all? You can just pass the mic around.
I like Gavin answers. I would say my parents because they're very hard workers. It's not a musical thing. I'm assuming you mean musical, though. Oh, my family, my uncles are both great musicians. They taught me a lot, and I work off my brother a lot. Like, we started, before we were in a band, like, we would just play at the house since I was, like, gosh, I don't know, 10, 9, 8, for I don't know how long. So I have him since I was super little, my family mostly, I would say.
Similar, my family also was very like understanding and accepting of the whole music thing. Whenever I was like younger, if I wanted to play an instrument, they would give me like the shittiest, cheapest Squire possible until they figured out that I actually wanted to do it. So, but my dad was also in bands. I've played in a band with my dad. So having like the support system of someone that understands is very cool. Shout out my parents as well. Very supportive of the music as well. I wouldn't be able to do it without them. Without Gavin's parents either, very supportive as well.
Yeah, not my parents, bro.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'll say my family, that's not my parents. I can't say family. Well, I want to say that growing up, Gavin and I used to jam with our cousins in Downkill. Downkill's another band in Houston. Are y'all familiar with them or not? Yeah, shout out Downkill. The twins in that band, Jesse and Joshua, those are our immediate direct cousins, blood cousins. So we used to play a lot of music with them a lot whenever we were younger. Ended up forming two different bands. We sound very different, so that's why we don't have one band. But but yeah, they're a big inspiration for us too.
So like, how did y'all get in touch with Sean over here? Like, you want to tell the story, Sean? Or?
I'll tell it, and then I'll let Chris do the bridge version. So first thing was there was a show at a place called The Temple. I don't know if you've heard of The Temple. It was The Temple, and that was the first one where they're like, hey, can you play this show with me? And then y'all got Sam from Valhalla, right? Isn't that where he's playing now?
Sam,
you got him.
Yeah.
And then the like literally that exact show I was playing with my other band Rearview Mirror with my dad, and maybe 2 weeks later we have another show, and the bassist, I love Trevor to death, I need to call him, but he did not show up to a single practice. It was just me and my dad jamming, and that was band practice. So we had changed things about the songs. We sounded awful live, and that evening I sent like the Orion Met like group chat or the account a text, and I was like, hey, are y'all still looking for a guitar player to fill in?
We had posted.
You forgot to mention that we posted. We needed a guitar player. Yeah. Me, Gavin, and Victor like played one or two shows where we like three-pieced it, just us two, which is crazy. But then we just like really needed a guitar player. We made like a flyer and everything. We had a guitar player play guitar for us, and he was on the flyer, says we need a lead guitarist. And then we played the show. We practiced for the show, and then he was like, "Yeah, bro, I don't play lead guitar." And then we were like, what do you mean, bro? The flyer says lead guitar. He's like, I'm more into rhythm guitar. I'm like, brother, the flyer says lead, bro. Yeah. He like already made it into the house. He was like, yeah, I'll do the job with y'all. Like, all right, cool. And then we started practicing and stuff. I'm like, can you do these lead lines? They're not even hard lead lines, but I'm not even being a hater or nothing, but he was just like, yeah. It's just like, oh, we're talking about something beautiful lead lines, but very simple. Pop punk lead lines. He's like, yeah, bro, I'm just more of a rhythm guy. We're like, brother, the flyer says lead guitar. So I don't know. We went through a few guitarists, but then Sean really just DM'd us. He sent us a meme.
Well, no, I think we had answered.
Just lit in the DM.
Oh yeah.
We had answered, and he
we hadn't answered his initial DM. We was like normally asking, a like casual, normal. And then he followed up and sent like a Looney Tunes meme about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And then we did, yes. And then he learned all the songs in like one evening. Because
yeah,
we had like a live studio thing. And the guy who like plays rhythm, love that guy. But like, wasn't really, really meshing. Like, it was gonna be recorded, so he wanted to get some like someone who could do it real quick, and like, he smashed through it. And then he said no to being a full time guitarist.
Yeah, the first time.
Hey, you want to
add one more thing? I'm add one more thing. That's also the first and only gig Sean's gotten paid as a guitarist at Pro Orion. Yeah, I just thought of that right now. Well, because none of us take home any income. All the money that we make from our shows, we like put it into like our savings for our band, and then we put it into like band stuff, right? So none of us like get paid. But the thing is, it's like if we have at the time it was a fill-in guitarist, we were like, dude, we need a fill-in guitarist. I was like, bro, we need you to learn all these songs like tonight. Like you have a few hours to learn them. Dude, I think we paid him like $150. Like pretty good, yeah, dude. It was over $100.
It was more than expected.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot for how old would I have been, like 18? It was a lot for an 18-year-old, but yeah, no, but now it's like, yeah, I don't know, we all throw money towards the band, that's just how it is.
That's the way it should be, you know, gotta reinvest into the business. So are you guys all UH students, or like, were you all UH students? Who wants to take the phone?
I'll answer for myself and we can go around. But yes, I'm a student at the University of Houston. I have like a year or so more to graduate, but this guy.
Name, major,
and
funny thing about
yourself. Bro, I go to the University of Houston, and I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm a funny bro.
He's supposed to say he was about to graduate. You're gonna applaud him in the comment section.
That's not funny. That's what I was gonna say.
Well, he didn't say it. He said that. No one talks.
I am also a UH student. I think me and Chris are graduating. But we're both graduating in December, right?
Yes, I'm graduating in December, and he is also graduating in December. And then Victor.
I am not a UH student. I go to San Jac and studying audio engineering.
Engineering major.
Hell yeah, dude. So anything else you want to put out for the audience out there before we wrap this up? I don't know if you want to pass the mic around.
Shout out Telebasters and Max Diaz for having us on the show. Shout out Max Diaz for having us on the show. He's killing it right now. Shout out Telebasters. We love those guys. Yeah, if you guys don't know who we are Orion 224. Hope you like the music. Love you guys. Oh, we do.
Yeah, hold up.
What are the announcements? We don't have shit going on. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, we do it. We have a big show. You want to say it?
We will be playing at What's It Fest July. Well, it's been announced already. Okay. We haven't said it. I believe it's July 17th. If it's not, then y'all like edit it, right? July 16th, 17th, or 18th is the editing. I think July 17th at Wild Music Hall, we'll be playing What's It Fest. Super excited. We also have new stuff being released that I can't mention yet. But we do. And it'll be out within the next like 6 years. So either next week or by 6 years, you'll have something for sure. New music, new shows. Sean, any updates?
New music, new shows. Lots of new shows. Stay tuned. Follow the Orion Instagram for as many updates as possible. Anything, Victor?
Big news coming soon.
It's July. Hey, what's the fest is on July 19th?
Are you sure?
I just checked. It's on our Spotify, bro.
Start checking right now.
July 19th, we're gonna be Wide Oak Music Hall downstairs.
Say it all over. Say it all over again.
On July 19th, 2025, we will be playing What's It Fest at Wide Oak Music Hall downstairs. We're gonna be direct support for Slow Joy. By the way, love that band. Very good band. And yeah, we're very excited for it. We're gonna be going on.
We can't drop that yet.
We're gonna possibly be going on tour soon. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm so excited to share that with y'all. It's like, I can't tell you. Also, did you know that there's an AR Darth Vader in Fortnite you can talk to now? I was doing that all night last night.
I've been telling Gavin, he needs to make this public, bro. Can I cuss? This is fucked up what happened to my little brother. Fortnite deleted his account unjustly. No, this is a big deal. At Epic Games, I'm making this a big thing. Epic Games, we need to fucking talk to you, bro. He emailed Epic Games, Epic Games said, we don't see any reason to give you your account back. He paid for V-Bucks on this account. He got, his birthday just passed and he got like 3 V-Bucks gift cards. All the gift cards are on the account. All of it's gone if Epic Games don't give him the account back. You gotta stand up for yourself, bro. Epic Games, we didn't fucking talk to you, right? All right.
All right, everyone, this has been Three Couch Entertainment, and this has been Orion.
2224!
Fuck yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Have a good day, have a good night, have a good life. Peace!